Ago, we mentioned the Gemara that says the matters that are holding in the heights of the world, and tefillah being one of those things that are so great, and yet people are being mezalzel, are disgracing it. Imagine a child that takes a $100 bill and crumples it and then flushes it down the toilet. So you look at him and you think to yourself, why would you do that? And he looks at you wondering why you're looking at him, because you're holding in completely different zones. This child is immature, doesn't have the das to appreciate the value that's in this piece of paper. When a person takes tefillah and is mezalzel in tefillah, it's an immaturity that they don't have the das to appreciate the supreme greatness into what they are doing. And I think as we come to the siyum of so many weeks of chizuk and tefillah, it's so important to take certain halachos and to put them in practice. And the specific halacha that I'm talking about is about not talking during the three most important times of davening, during Kaddish, during Chazar Sashatz, and also during laning itself. Each one of these times, the halacha speaks in a certain sense out of character, in the strength and the sharpness of the words that are used in describing one who speaks during these times. And one of the three examples is Chazar Sashatz, of which the halacha says a line that is only found in the Torah by Cain murdering Hevel. Gadol avoyloi minisai. His sin is too great to carry. What is the meaning of these words in the Shulchan Aruch, speaking about somebody who just asks his neighbor, what's for lunch today? What did he do so terrible? What was the atrocity? And the answer is, says Rav Matisyo Salman Shlita, it's a chilul Hashem. You sent a messenger up to speak to Hashem on your behalf, and you're sitting and schmoozing in the back. It's a disgrace to tefillah to do something like that. I think it's worthwhile noting that those who make the effort of changing their ways in this area will find that after a certain amount of time, even 3 to 4 weeks, or even 40 days to be exact, you will find that you can become a person who doesn't talk during these three times. And when you see a person who's middle age, who's still talking during Chazar Sashatz and Kaddish, it's because when he was a bacher, he didn't make the transition. A person, when he's a bacher, gets the fiery inspiration during Melchama in Eretz Yisrael to say, Ad Kan, I'm a person who doesn't talk during Kaddish. I don't talk during Chazar Sashatz or during laning. That's it. It's a barbed wire, electrocuted fence. I don't do it. You change yourself. Who can imagine the koyach of such tefillos that are said after a person makes this transition? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kol ha'oyne oymein, one amen. Poiskel lo share Gan Eden. They opened up for him the gates of Gan Eden for one amen. There was a certain person, a Rasha, who lived a long life. And they asked the Chofetz Chaim, how come he was zeicha to live so long? And the Chofetz Chaim said, I don't know, perhaps he said one amen in his lifetime. Because do we know the power of an amen? And a person could be sitting during Kaddish and he tells his friend, instead of saying amen, he tells him that lunch is baked ziti today. Manichin chaye oilam v'oiskin b'chaye shah. You took eternity for the baked ziti that you could have told him in 2 minutes after Kaddish. Is it worth it? we should be zeicha to truly appreciate, have the maturity to appreciate the greatness of davening.
Thank you very much. So what is the title for the Shavit?
The real one. This one is...